Now let's get to some other news now. Parents of Orewa College students are concerned for their safety after two brutal assaults surfaced online. Two students from the North Auckland school have been excluded, and the school held a meeting for parents and caregivers last night to discuss solutions to the spate of violence. Jonty Dine reports.
Both videos showed students being beaten while on the ground, and one parent says they are not isolated incidents.
I was quite horrified and sickened by it. I was quite concerned how desensitised my 13 and 16-year-old children are to these kinds of things. By all accounts, our kids are seeing this all the time, and they're seeing it on school buses, they're seeing it out after school, and that's probably the concern.
The school held a meeting for parents and caregivers last night to discuss the troubling footage.
Going to school and being safe is kind of a basic right as a student. And if we're kind of at that grassroots level of having to worry about that, then you obviously start worrying about the academic side and everything else that comes with the repercussions. So definitely some concerns around safety.
She says most parents are willing to work with the school, but they need to see some concrete action to prevent further assaults.
I think I initially went into that meeting concerned they didn't take our concerns seriously enough. I walked away thinking they've heard the message loud and clear. Now it's up to them to put their money where their mouth is. Am I 100% confident we're going to see change? Possibly not, but I do think they're starting to hear us and understand that the current approach is clearly not working.
She says students are not willing to speak out against these assaults as they don't want to be seen as snitches.
Immediately, we need to see beefed up security at the school. I think the students, particularly these ones that aren't living up to the values of the school, need to see that the school is 100% serious about getting on top of it. And I think if that means bringing in a bit of extra security in the way of police or security guards or whatever is needed, I'd like to see more cameras around the school. Teachers can't be in every place at every time, and that's not their job. You know, the teachers probably aren't feeling 100% safe either.
Orewa Principal Greg Pearce says he was deeply disturbed by the videos.
Like any parent, you're horrified that that level of violence can be seen and witnessed in any environment involving teenagers. Unfortunately, I have seen a pattern over the years of the use of violence and the type of violence involved increasing.
Mr. Pearce says there are a number of factors contributing to the rise in violence, and they are taking measures to reduce it, such as shortening the lunch hour, having more senior staff in the field, and inviting guest speakers to preach an anti-bullying message.
We will be having a follow-up to the community meeting with a representative group of that group, and as I said, the board will continue to work in consultation with the police representative at the community meeting. I'm fully supportive of our processes moving forward.
Mr. Pearce says the school has offered ongoing support for the victims of the assaults. Senior Sergeant Roger Small of Waitemata North Police says a 14-year-old has been referred to Youth Aid following the assault at Orewa College. Inquiries into the second assault are ongoing. Mr. Small says police are concerned by the violence shown in these videos and continue to ask the community to cease sharing footage any further. Tomorrow, Orewa and other colleges will mark Pink Manaaki Day, which raises awareness of anti-bullying.